present to you the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our brother's coming all the way from Florida. He's one of our sons, and he is returning home. So we ask that you listen as he presents to you the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the reason for us being here, our brother Michael.
Give you something to do. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right. Well, David said, I'm returning home. Let me just clarify, I'm here to visit. Now, these days when you say things, you know, a lot of things start running. He's returning home. I don't see another four people with him. What's going on? No, I'm here to visit. There's a young man here that needs my help. So we're going to pray for him. He's sitting down front right now. I was told to call him young, but Dad needs a little bit of help, so I came here to help him out. But while I was here, just like when I land in Boston, the call comes out to say, hey, can you speak? And this is something that I enjoy to do. I believe God has placed it on me that I could give a simple word. I love to just share the joy, the love, the peace that God provides me, and however I can do that with a smile or with a word, I enjoy doing that. And so I thank you for the opportunity to be here and to share with you this morning and what God is going to bring to us this morning. Amen? Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. Lord, we're here to glorify you. Lord, you say not to forsake this time. And so, Lord, we come together, and as we have sung songs this morning, as we have called down and praised your name this morning, Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to be in this place. Now that your word is forth, it's time for your word to go forth. Remove me, and that you will allow the words upon my lips to be not of my own, but that of you. Lord, we're here to hear from you. So open our hearts to understanding, open our minds to understanding. But pour in what you need us to use each and every day of our lives, that someone may come to the knowing knowledge of you, and that you will be glorified. Have your way today. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Question. Do we have a friend that we rely on? We're in church, so I'm hearing Jesus all around the room. But do we have a friend here on earth that we can say, if I pick up the phone, they're going to show up? If I pick up the phone, I need to make a supermarket run. If I need to pick up the phone and I need $20, will they show up? Do we have a friend? Because God has created us for each other as well as a relationship with him. Do we have a friend that we can pick up and, as the world says today, we can share the tea with? We can share what's going on in our lives. We can talk and feel free to be who we need to be. Recently, I had lunch with a friend, and it's a new friend that I've made. We're learning to have relationship with one another. And I'll share, he's a white gentleman, and I'm black, if you can see. And we're sitting across the table, and we're talking. And what we desire and what we have shared with each other is that we just want to know more about each other. We want to understand how each other operates. He's a fellow brother in Christ, and so he wants to understand how Christ has operated in my life. I'm trying to understand how Christ is operating in his life. But, is this working? I know I have a loud mouth, so I'm going to just keep going. But one thing he said across the table with me, and he said, why do I feel like I'm biting my tongue as I'm talking to you? And I'm saying to myself, I said, don't bite your tongue. Feel free to talk. Say what you need to say. If you offend me, God has taught me to be slow to anger. So I will ask a million questions first to make sure that you did not mean to offend me, and then we could carry on with our conversation. But the question still stands, do you have a friend that that you can talk to? Do you have a friend that you can confide in? Do you have that friend that you could share the tea with? You know, as I was preparing this, I thought about my mom. This November will be 10 years. I can't believe that I've lived 10 years of life without her. But I'm always reminded about the time that we'd be on the phone. Mom worked for Verizon, and she called me all the time. I'm remembering the time when I left for school. Mom was my alarm clock in the morning. She would call at 7:30 and say, are you up for class? Sometimes she'd call at 8 o'clock. The class started at 8 o'clock, and she's calling me, and I'm going, yeah, Ma, and I'm running out with a mitt in my mouth. But Mom was also my day-to-day. She would call me throughout the day, and she'd be my tea during the day to tell me what Dad is doing, what Melissa's doing, what Matthew's doing. She's calling to find out about something that happened. Sometimes she was my weather woman. I remember one time going to bed one night. I was walking home for the night before, and I went to bed and woke up in the morning. There was a blizzard. I didn't even know. Mom called me to let me know. Mom was also my afternoon drive time talk. She and I could share about a lot of things in the afternoon. My question still stands, do you have a friend that you can talk to like that? God desires to have a relationship with you. God desires to draw closer to you. You were created to be in relationship with Him. These days, I'm more concerned these days about the application of how we develop that relationship. I'm going to come down sit there because I feel like I need to talk to y'all. These days, I'm more concerned about the application of word and how we are acting out this relationship. The key word that I come to bring you today is prayer. What's the key word? Key word? What's the key word? I do things in threes. God desires to communicate with you. God desires to have relationship with you, but the key way that He has that is prayer. These days we have our phones with us, and if something happens, I guarantee you this past week when we had the situation that happened in Georgia, prayers were going up everywhere. If you have a situation in your life, someone will come to you and say, I'm praying for you. Or if you have your phone, a lot of these are sent out, the prayer emoji. But I question, are we actually going to God in prayer about the situation? I question, do we actually stop for a moment and say, God, what is it that you're asking me to do? What is it that you need me to do? God, I have a concern. The Word of God says in Matthew, seek ye first Kingdom of God, and I like that first word, seek. That means we're in a constant pursuit for what's going on, and so we're asking God, we're talking to God, we're in communication with God to understand what needs to happen now. I'm not going to say this, 47 years old this year. Somebody said, wow. I got saved at 6. That means 41 years of trying to figure out, God, how do I talk? I think so often we get into this mode of, it has to be this sacred, I stop, I fall on my knees, my face has to be in the ground, and there is times for that. The Bible speaks about your closet time. I have time. I get to that closet, I'm all face down. A minute, my face hit the ground, I'm talking. But there's times where it's just like, I was talking to Matthew yesterday. God, I don't need all the jargon. I just need, God, I need you now. What's going on right now? There are times where I just need to talk to Him just like I'm talking to you. I don't need to go into my King James jargon. Thee thou must thee. I don't know what's happening. God, speak now. I need you to draw. I need to know that you're here right now. I need to know something is happening. I need to know the next step I need to make. In a conversation with someone, God, how do I speak? When a situation arises, Lord, what do you want me to do? I've been doing a lot of traveling this year, and I was taking a flight to Atlanta. And this has never happened to me before. I never experienced a panic attack. Now, I think it came on because I had a slight head cold, and you know, the pressures of flying, when that happens, it just seems like everything is closing in. It's a short flight from Sanford to Atlanta. It's about 45 minutes. And took off, fell asleep in the plane, and it was landing, and all of a sudden, everything seemed like it closed in. And I popped right out of my sleep. And I generally, I'm a tall guy, I generally take the aisle seat. But this flight, I had the window seat. So I sit there, I popped out my sleep, and I just started rubbing my hands. And I said to the person beside me, I said, hey, I need to go to the restroom, because I just need to get out of that area. But then they already announced that we're landing, so I can't get up. Now, I stood up. Fortunately for me, the flight attendant sat right behind me. She was like, sir, you got to sit down. I sat back down. I was like, this is not going to work. And I'm rubbing my hands. And immediately I heard, call my name. So I said, Jesus. And I kept saying, Jesus. And I just kept saying, Jesus. And I just kept saying, Jesus. And I just kept saying, Jesus. And let me tell you something. You know, 15 minutes may seem short sometimes. Some of us lie to each other and say, call you back in 15 minutes. Some of us still waiting for that 15 minutes. But I just kept calling Jesus. And it subsided, Jesus. I was like, Jesus, Jesus. And as soon as that bell rang, I think I jumped over the two people that was there. I don't know how. Yesterday, I was flying in yesterday. Now, since that, I think I've taken two other flights. But yesterday, I was on the flight, and it happened again. But I knew what to do. I didn't need to get the prompt this time. And I said, Jesus. And this time it took a shorter period of time for it to subside. Do you have a friend? Can you call that friend's name when the time comes? You know, the Bible instructs us in Philippians. Philippians 4, verse 6. That's our scripture today. I love this scripture. I believe this is a scripture that I learned at camp, winter camp. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things through. It's on screen, y'all. Come on, help me out. With. Let your. Y'all got to know when I show up, y'all going to participate. You're not just going to sit. Be anxious for nothing. Or another version would say, don't be worried about anything. Don't be worried about anything. You know, I heard somebody say that we in this world, we worry more and pray less. But if we prayed more, we'd worry less. I like that. I want to say it again. In this world, we worry more and pray less. But if we pray more, we worry less. God is calling us to say, for a muscle memory situation. For us to understand when something comes about, when you need me, come to me. Call me. Ask me. Let's do an illustration. So, I was a little distracted because my youngest son right now, he's playing baseball. They had a baseball game right now. All three boys play baseball. My middle one, Jonathan, is a superstar. And that's just not daddy talking about his son. He really is a superstar. About 3 years ago, it was the first time I saw it. He was on the second season of playing baseball, and he was on the Sanford Braves. And he was playing first base. So he was on first base. So, illustration. I feel like I want to take my jacket off, but I'm not going to do that. So, let's say the grass is there, the clay is here, the bag is here, first base. So, they get ready for the play, the pitcher's up, Jonathan's on the grass.
The glove is up.
As
soon as the ball's pitched, 1-2,
he's back on the bag. Get ready, and Jonathan's on the green. The pitch is made, 1-2, he's on the bag. All right, cool. And I'm watching this. The first time, out to the field, normally I'm just walking around, I'm on the cell phone, I'm talking, I may go for a walk. But the first time that I started paying attention is I was on the phone with his godfather, and I was like, yeah, I'm just out here, it's 2 hour practice, and I'm looking on the side and I see
Jonathan doing this move.
I'm like, hold on. So I get off the phone, I just stood by the gate and I watched him.
Once again,
the play's about to do, the pitcher pitches, 1-2, he's on the bag. Pitches in, 1-2, he's on the bag. And I'm like, wait, this kid might know something. Jonathan's a phenomenal first baseman. He gets into that mode. I didn't realize he had that muscle memory. You know what God's asking you? The Reds do. 1-2. Dear Lord, help me out. A situation comes about, and you don't know what to do. 1-2. God, please be there. I'm on a plane. I'm having an anxiety attack. 1-2. Jesus. God's asking. It'd be a muscle memory that you move back, and that's the first place you go when something arises. You're not looking for any one of us. You're not looking for a situation. You're not dialing on the internet. You're not looking for anybody advice but to say, 1-2, God, I go to you. A muscle memory. 1-2, I go to you. You're the person I go to. You're the I ask the questions to. You're the person I lay down and say, how do I get through the situation? Do you have a friend? That the number is just prayer. That the conversation is just prayer. That the situation is, I go to you. It's great that God has allowed us to see through our relationships how this could be knitted together. How this can happen. How he wants to operate in your life. How, as the verse ends, he could grant you peace. But you got to turn to him.
He's got to be the first call.
You know, growing up, the term was always let go and let God. Let go and let God. No, let's say no. 1-2, it's you, God. That we get into that posture that
we know exactly where we
need to go when a situation arises. We don't play this game.
Because too many of us were walking around here
trying to wonder what to do next. And the crazy thing, for us Christians, sometimes we're the worst ones. Throw out all the other stuff. Sometimes God just wants to walk down the street and just say, hey, spend time. That 1-2 is just spending time. I love the fact. Sometimes I catch myself sometimes going, yeah, God, I need to
get into this mode of
just finding you. And I realize I'm talking to God while I'm doing it. God, I'm looking for a time to
spend with you.
What? Wouldn't it be funny to see God's facial expressions when we're talking to him? Maybe that's why he hides himself, to see his facial expressions when he goes, are you serious? What would it be to just have the conversation? Walk and look crazy. These days we have earbuds in our ears. Put the earbuds in and just walk down the street. Don't talk to nobody. Just act like you're talking. God, I need you. This is what's going on. Talk free. Be free. And see how God will operate in your life. See how he'll draw closer to you. See how you'll draw closer to him because he ain't going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. You know what? The first time I realized this, that we had a song that kind of demonstrated or shared with us, we don't normally do this. Growing up, right on the other side of this wall here, Brother George Howell, every Sunday when we would close out Sunday school, there was a song, I think it started with Brother Salmon, there was a song that we sang. And one day in the car, I heard it sung, and I go, wow. We didn't realize we had the code the whole time. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Love this next part. Here it goes. Oh, we often stop. We glaze over those bridges real quick, don't we? Oh, what needless pain we stop. Now here it goes. All because we do not carry everything to. Been singing it this whole time. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. God showed me this in demonstration with my mom. So I said she was my drive time conversation. And I pride myself, I taught my mom a lot about cars and how to pay attention and listen to different things. So after her first grandchild was born and I would pick him up from school, and I'll be driving home. I'll talk to her on the phone. And this one particular time, I had a wheel hub that was noisy. You could just hear it while I was driving. And I was about to take care of it maybe in another week, you know, waiting for the paycheck to come. And so I'm talking on the phone, and I didn't realize the vibration was like going through the Bluetooth. So we're talking, and she's like, Michael, what's that sound I hear? I said, oh, it's the wheel hub. Don't worry, next week I'm going to take care of it. So we're having a conversation, a normal conversation that we would have. So we get off the phone, and then she calls back in about 5 minutes, and she goes, can you take it to the shop on Saturday? I said, yeah, Ma, I could take it there, but I'm going to do it next week. She's going to take it there on Saturday. I'll send it to you. What that taught me is, being that constant conversation, even when a situation arises, sometimes God is making a way for you because you're in that constant conversation. Because he knows what's going on. He can hear what's going on. And even though you may say, I'll take care of it tomorrow, I'll take care of it next week, time to talk to you, he's listening and he goes, I got it. Everything to God in prayer. Every need. Today you're here and you heard this word. And you've heard the saints say amen. And you've heard folks get excited. You may see somebody in your row go, oh, this is a reminder. But the reason why they can say, oh, the reason why they can say amen is that they have Christ in their lives. That song, oh, what peace we often forfeit, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You can only say that if you have Christ in your life. So if you're here today and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have never opened your mouth and said, Christ, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, we give you opportunities today to just say, to bow your head and say, God. You know what? Because I just said, we don't need to go through the formalities. Just open your mouth and just say, God, Jesus Christ, Lord, I know you died for my sins. Come into my heart today. Cleanse me. Forgive me of my sins and cleanse me today. If you're here today and you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Christ died for your sins, you'll be able to rejoice in the fact that you could bring every need to God in prayer. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for what we're able to do right now. To open our mouths and ask you for many things. To thank you for the things that you have done. For you to be our shelter when there's worry, where there's concerns, when there's even a panic attack on a plane. Thank you. Thank you for being in our lives. Lord, we just pray right now, Lord, if there's anyone here that does not know you as Lord and personal Savior, that you tug on their heart right now. Lord, that they will come to the knowing knowledge of you by just opening their mouths and just saying, please forgive me. Come into my heart today. Lord, allow them to feel the love that you have shared with many of us in this room. But Lord, as we go forth today, allow this to be a constant reminder as we drive in our cars, as we walk down the street, as we sit in our homes, to open our mouths and just talk to you. Lord, you've shown us with our neighbor beside ourselves. Lord, you have shown us how we can have those conversations and feel blessed and filled by those conversations. But how much more filled will we be filled by having that conversation with you? So, have your way today, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. And we all say, amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much.